The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Second. Oh, the day in the life. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. At least I think I am. It's the 23rd of August, 2019. Chance in West Virginia, you've been holding for quite some time. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. For what it's worth, I'm going to be sending a couple of $100 your way next week.
Thank you, Chance.
I know it's only a drop in the bucket.
Think about the words you just said. We have people that support this network. They send $100, $150. Some people send $200 a month. I've got a guy that used to be in Chicago that $400 every single month. That's $100 a week. But that isn't the collage of the donors. These are the people that have just made up their mind that, you know, I got the wherewithal. I'm not going to miss that. What I'm really going to miss is my country. And they saw fit, and what they're voting with is their pocketbook, but their heart and their minds and their conscience. That's why they're sending that money. So $200 is not a drop in a bucket when you're only looking at an entire network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with everything that's entailed with that, personnel to run the shows, internet in which it's carried, satellite, which a lot of people have the home receivers out there. We have cut it all to the bare minimum to still provide quality service. There's nothing else more to cut, Chance, but here's the deal. For a lousy $11,500 a month to run a type of network that this network does and how it does it and what it offers is really not that much.
This is true. And I was impressed. I was pretty much impressed last night with Steve Elkins and Vincent Finelli's dedication to RBN. I hope a lot of people go back and listen to that broadcast.
Well, Nancy didn't hear the whole damn show, and she can't hear the archives. And I kept hearing this from a lot of people. Well, we can't listen to past shows. Well, yeah, you can. You go to republicbroadcasting.org. You go to the archive.
Well, I can't.
Okay.
I can't do that because I don't have a computer. I listen to it live.
Okay.
But
okay.
In any case, I was impressed. How many folks get to hear a network appeals to their likes and dislikes? That's rare. That shows some dedication on their part, and that's extremely honorable.
Well, I only got through 40 minutes of the program yesterday. And it was a total surprise to me. I didn't know that Steve and Vinny were going to do that. I really didn't.
Well, they care, John. Apparently they care. And so do I. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now do. And I'm a man of my word, so I'll be getting that out to you. I appreciate your network.
Chance, I appreciate it too. But what I appreciate more is the ability to fight back against these clowns that have taken this country over.
We've got to.
There is no other option. Otherwise, I would have been out of here a long time ago, my friend.
Exactly. There's no other alternative. We have to fight. I just hope people listening could find it in their hearts to help out.
It's going to be up to them. It's going to be up to them, Chance. You can do it in different ways. You can put the frills and the cutesy stuff around it. You can do pledge drives. You can do all of that. And you've heard me say this before. I hate doing the pledge drives. I just wish people would make up their mind that I'm going to donate $50 or $100 a month to this network. You know, what is your favorite programming worth to you? What is it worth knowing that you're going to have a network that is not going to abandon you? What is it that, you know, that people don't get on this? I don't know. We're not PBS. We do not get government funding. We don't get any of that stuff. We don't get any free stuff, nor do we ask for it.
Well, like, it's not my place to tell people how much they should donate. It's up to them, whatever they can afford. People have different financial situations, but I'm sure that they can find it in their hearts to help out a network that is helping them.
Well, Chance, and here, you want to hear the irony of all this? Here's the really cute part about all this. In the very near future, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. It's not going to make a damn bit of difference because what they're doing right now is this is a full court press. They're identifying those that have the willingness to stand up, and you can already see the police state forming against it.
And here's another thing, John, if you don't mind me mentioning. There's a handful of shows on the network that I don't listen to, but by the same token, I realize that they're all, each and every one of them, are sacrificing their time.
That's right.
So it's not a matter of whether you like the show or not. There's a handful of shows I don't like.
Yeah.
I can count them on one hand, but that's neither here nor there.
You can add one more today on your hand. You got to get the other hand. Because there's another one you missed that you didn't put on a list. And that's this show today, because I hate doing this type of programming. I really, really do.
Well, I know it's no fun. I realize that. But folks listening, if you could help out, please help out. I don't know what else to say, John.
No, you've said it all, Chance. The reason why you're still grasping is there's nothing left to say. You've said it all.
Well, you can count on me, John. I'll get that out to you next week.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you now.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Is my caller screen updated? And no other callers? Okay. Who's on the phone with you? Oh. You got to do that earlier in the day. Well, good luck. That's all I can tell you. Ah, boy. Oh, by the way, did anybody notice what the stock market did today? I have to say the name. Trump. All right, I got it out. Donald Trump is being blamed for the destruction of the stock market. Dow was down 624 points today. NASDAQ was off 100 or so. Last time I looked, I don't know. But this little deal we have with China, as I started to say last hour, that we have this trading deal with China that was really one-sided. American companies and other companies go to China, produce stuff insanely cheaply, and are allowed to ship it back into this country with no duties and no tariffs, while all the while competing against the very businesses that we have in this country, and because of their lower pricing structure, they're able to, well, people here aren't able to compete with it, and they go out of business. So here's Donald Trump. He sees this thing and he says, you know, this ain't right. $600 billion, $800 billion per year deficits. And some have said that, well, there's probably a couple other hundreds of billions that you're not counting. So anywhere, it was pushing north toward $1 trillion deficit. In other words, for every $800 billion to a trillion that was being shipped into this country, where was the two-way street on this deal? Oh, and by the way, the most favored nation status and all the profits going into the Chinese pockets? Well, now they're building super weapons that can blow just about anything that we have right out of the sky or out of the sea. You know whose money built that? The American consumers. From these companies that thought it was a good idea for their pocketbooks and their shareholders to do such a thing. And Donald Trump, like him, hate him, admire him, love him, I don't care. He did what had to be done. He absolutely did what had to be done. With no other butt-kissing New World Order protege that we call politicians and presidents in this country were able to do or willing to do. Not a one. Am I happy with Trump on some of the other crap that he's doing? Absolutely not. But I'm willing to wait it out because, you know what? Would have been a hell. Do you think that Hillary Clinton would have been in there for 3 years already? That we'd even still be around? Do you think that it would have surpassed the red laws and it just would have been outright confiscation of certain weapons that they deem to be dangerous to whom? To themselves. That's what they're really afraid of. They don't give a damn how many people are mowed down in the streets of Chicago or Philadelphia. They don't care. We've had 50 years of Democrat rule in these states and in these cities. And guess what? After a half a century, all the damn people are poor. How's that been working out for you? Oh, and by the way, while we're on the tax train here, don't worry, we're going to give you everything free that you need. We're going to make sure you make it. But for those that are still producing, we're going to take the money out of their pocket and give it to you. In a pig's eye. Ken in Fort Worth.
John.
Ken.
Can I give you my opinion?
I don't know. Can you? Are you able?
Yeah. Okay. They're jumping all over Kelso, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, Kelso and I were both in the John Birch Society at one time. They don't like anybody belong to John Birch Society, and they'll smear them. They'll do anything. And I was in the John Birch Society down in Florida when we got Florida withdraw the call for the Constitution Convention in 88.
That was a lot of years ago.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, I was there, and we planned it in 87, and it worked, and we carried it out. And they're mad because the Constitution Convention is not being held, and that knucklehead lawyer over there is honked up, and that's the only thing he can do.
Well, and Sam, and look, I hope you appreciate and understand that people are now coming out with a solution. Where are they going to? They're going right back to the ConCon. And let me ask you a question here, because you're a political from a long way back, a long time ago.
75.
Okay. Now, were things as bad as they are today as they were in 1975, politically in this country?
Okay. Let me put it this way. Talk shows are more conservative now. There's more conservative talk shows out there. It's far better than what it was. I started talking in 91.
I wished what you just said were true, because if it was, this network wouldn't be necessary. Ken, what are you considering to be conservative? What exactly does that mean, that there's more conservative talk show hosts now? Do you consider...
There are more people putting out information.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make your point. I think you can complain all you want about ABC, CBS, NBC, and Time, and Newsweek, and New York Times, Chicago Tribune, all you want. But don't learn more than they want you to know. Example, Alex Jones. He knows what's going on, and they don't like him. They don't like you because you know too much. Period.
I know. I even know a lot more than what I wanted to know about the aforementioned. All right. Hey, Ken, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Bless you guys.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Red flag gun confiscation laws are even worse than you think. And Donald Trump is, he's tap dancing. He's doing the old Texas two-step on this one. He's trying to satisfy the wants and desires of a few of the ne'er-do-wells, and yeah. Chuck Baldwin. A lot of people trust this guy. He's right there next to the Bible. I don't think people would have any room for doubt on that. He says, as I said in his column last week, Republican Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio are joining forces with liberal Democrats to soon enact red flag gun confiscation laws. Well, they're already out there. I also reported on the push for the enactment of other gun control measures, such as universal background checks being promoted on Capitol Hill by the White House. Yes, Donald Trump is calling for red flag gun confiscation laws and universal background checks. Trump says, I have an appetite for background checks. We're going to be doing background checks. We're going to be filling in the loopholes. Now, wait a minute. Mike, I understand that we have gun laws. And the states that have enacted the background checks, do I think that that's absolutely necessary? Not in its purest sense. If you put that up against the First Amendment, the Second Amendment to the United States of America and its original intent and constitution. But what we're facing today, the political pressure is being applied. People need to be felt like, they want to feel like the politicians, they may not have the exact answer, but at least it's part of the puzzle. Well, the part of the puzzle that they refuse to admit to is this is a whittling away of the Second Amendment, period. Somebody, I was watching a news program today, and somebody, boldly made the claim that, you know what? If a criminal has criminal intent, they don't go down to gun shows. They don't walk into gun shops and buy a gun and do the background checks and do all that other stuff to go out and commit a crime. Most of the guns, 90-95% of the break-ins in this country, guess what is looted out of the homes? Firearms, specifically handguns, easier to carry. But the one person made what I thought was not a brilliant deduction, but just a common sense one, that criminals are still going to do criminal acts. They're still going to get access. They said that there were 16-17 million AR-15s or M-16s in this country, whatever. No, there's a hell of a lot more than that. But by banning those, you're never... Ask the Australians. Well, they down under. Well, there's more down under and down under the ground down under. People have got weapons buried down there. What's happening in New Zealand? They put out the mandate, you got to turn in all these weapons. People said, uh-uh, ain't going to do it. Nobody's going along with this. Because they're now starting to learn after they've had the state's permission to have those guns, now they can no longer have them. They see how they're conducting themselves, and they can see the writing on the wall, and they ain't giving them up. Must come down.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't owned your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
Baldwin says, I urge readers to watch my 8-minute video exposing Donald Trump's betrayal of his promise to protect the Second Amendment and share it with as many of your friends as you can. If we don't convince our U.S. senators to reject those egregious gun control measures, they will be passed and Trump will sign them into law. We have about 2 or 3 weeks to convince our senators to reject these new gun control laws. If law-abiding gun owners don't call their U.S. senators en masse, I mean post-haste, you are very likely to wake up one morning around 4 a.m. to the sound of a SWAT team breaking down your door to confiscate your guns. They're going to do this eventually anyhow, whether it's the red flag laws, and this is the cause celeb nowadays, because look at all these mass shootings. They will not delve into why these are taking place. When did the Texas shooter, how many people did he kill? He wounded 49 and killed how many? Got up on the 68? We've got the aberrant ones that have always been around. 60, August 1st, 1966. How many people killed? 17 killed and 56 wounded, or 49?
31.
31 wounded, okay. Yeah, what I heard the other day. Yeah, the numbers keep escalating over the years. We've had these sorts of things before. We've got people that are so pissed off, rather than them getting depressed and committing suicide, they want to go out and suicide themselves by way of action against other people, innocent people that have nothing to do in their world except to be the recipient of their madcap manner in which they're dealing with their angers and their frustrations and probably their mental diseases. And I say that because what we have seen is because of budgetary cuts. Ask the people in California. They got more nutbags running around the streets out there shooting up drugs and shitting on a sidewalk. Excuse me. Then they've got people out there that have been disincluded from the system, lost their jobs or whatever the case, and they're just out there trying to survive. And this is what I said. These places are being run by the madcap communist little Democrats. The free-for-allers, they'll give away everybody else's stuff. They won't give away theirs, but they'll give away everybody else's stuff, make promises to everybody and the undeserving and the unqualified. And in the meantime, debt is continuing to mount. Interest is continuing to mount. Trump is going after Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve. He wants him to drop interest rates even lower. Really? You know, Mr. President, haven't you noticed how these people work? They make money off of the interest off of the loans that they make. They're not making any loans. Oh, but they still have borrowers. One Big Mac Daddy are the people, the organization that refuse to trim their own damn budgets. That's the damn government itself. And we'll piss away dollars here and there, billions here, billions there. Hell, we load up pallets with American money and drop it off in foreign countries. We got so much we can burn it, we can throw it everywhere. These people are running the country like it was 75 years ago, that we don't have really any national debt, and that we can do some things that normally won't be done, but, you know, we got the money, so why not go ahead and do it? Why not? There was a guy that sent a donation on my birthday. Thank you, George, for this. I never read the letter on the air. But he said, "Dear Mr. Stadtmiller, happy Recognition Day." That's Remembrance Day, but who's splitting hairs here? I believe I heard you once say on radio that you much prefer the celebratory greeting above when compared to traditional birthday greetings. This greeting will reach you a little later than I'd like, so please accept my apologies for that. In our house, we celebrate our version of Recognition Day for a good month or so. Hopefully that works for you too. It's just me and the cat. The cat doesn't get it. So here we go with some recognition, which I can share with you as you see fit. I only request that you keep my name confidential. Well, there's about a million Georges in this country, so we'll let them figure out who it is. You have successfully fashioned RBN via more than a decade of hard work into a feisty little network of savvy patriot hosters, callers, and listeners. You have grown RBN into something I think our founding fathers would be proud of. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The pen, email, and microphone are mightier than the sword, because a single author in a single document or recording can skillfully inspire many future generations to take up the sword or lay it down. We will take America back when we, your many listeners, advance from handling the truth towards competently wielding the truth in a mighty fight to restore our republic, wielding critical truth as strategically, skillfully, and persuasively as a master samurai wields a sharpened sword in a desperate fight for his life. How do we take America back if we don't wield truth skillfully? Who else is going to? Another paragraph on this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
The point I wanted to make to Ken in Fort Worth when he called in, you know, I was asking the question, what were the politics in 1975? Well, what are the politics in 2019? You know, I am just amazed. At any rate, how come we got 31 calls yesterday and only got two or three today? I got three on right now. Well, let me pull up my caller screen. That'd be a good idea. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Yes, John?
Yes, sir.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yes, thank you very much. I called in on yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I was sort of bowled over by the, it was a really big shoe.
It was bold. I was not expecting it, and neither was Mike, my board.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And they point blank asked what shows are your favorite and whatnot, and mm-hmm. I had to tell them it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
John, and you're living up to it today. What it is with the Pastor Chuck Baldwin tape, while I agree, as your sentiment seems to be the same, for us, for all of us in America right now, Donald Trump is the only game in town.
Yeah.
And he is badgering away. Now, you said it, Powell, at the Federal Reserve. The only thing is, I appreciate you, because, again, you know the gravity of what's really going on here, to have Chuck Baldwin. We can bob and weave on other matters with Donald Trump in a Machiavellian way here and there to beat the deep state, but not on the Second Amendment. That would be a permanent situation.
Yeah.
That would be evil.
I understand that, and this is why they're doing it piecemeal. And they're not doing it like Australia did it, or England, or Canada. Just up one day, they just all get together in a little confab behind closed doors. They come up with their new policy. And regardless of what the law is in the country, they just up and change it. Because there is a great need for your public safety. That is our concern, is your safety. What they've been doing with this, Ed, they've been chipping and chipping and chipping and chipping away at it. They don't have, because they already know. Now, they're getting massive flack over this red state law
red
stuff.
Flag.
And what's going to happen is this is going to end up in courts. There's court cases from here to Kalamazoo, Michigan, backed up. And they will lose on this because it is unconstitutional. You can't preemptively go in and suspend somebody's rights on a little word dropped here or an angry relative. As I brought up one day, Ed, you know, there are many families out there that the true patriots and the families have been jumping up and down and screaming until they're blue in their face, and all they just look at them and go, well, you're a nut. You're the black sheep of the family. And these would be the first people, when stuff starts to get, how should I say, rather warm out there, that the eventuality of where this is being all shoved to, once they pick up that, that's it. I'm just calling the cops on, because he's going to hurt somebody, maybe himself.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they care so much.
Yeah.
But they don't
that's
give
a good point.
They don't give a damn about freedom and liberty. They don't understand it. They don't know where it came from. They don't know how many people died for it. They don't know how many people have sacrificed for it. And they're really glib. Are they really patriotic? We got different patriotic camps in this country. The patriots I belong to, they understand that this is a republic. They understand constitutional law. They understand the machinations that have been leveled at us. We have done it year after year. Every time this stuff pops up, and I don't give a damn what category, give it a name, give it a time, give it a date. I don't care. We will point out the fallacy, the illegality of it, the unlawfulness of it, and the unconstitutionality of it. This is what they now deem the extreme right and the dangerous ones. We're the ones to be shut down because we're standing for God, country, apple pie, Chevrolet, and get your damn hands off my money and keep your hands off my damn guns.
That's a very good point, John. And back to Chuck Baldwin in the same vein here. He pointed out the Eighth Amendment, the First Amendment, all of these are coming under attack in one foul swoop with the red flag law as well. But the Second Amendment is the amendment that would protect us from all the other incursions. And to that end, and why I gave you the top mark show to Vince yesterday was this, the tie-in. As you might recall, a couple of times now, I revealed in your show my feelings about Oliver North.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they plan this in advance. Here, Chuck Baldwin, he points out, he says, the NRA right now is prostate. Well, that didn't just happen. A few years back, after Sandy Hook, they were right there. But a year ago at CPAC, when Lorraine LaPierre mentioned six American traitors, all of them Jewish, they had a conniption. But like I pointed out, not here. In the Jerusalem Post, they did.
Yeah.
And they set out quietly to go after Wayne LaPierre. So they use neocon traitor, who Bo Bites rightly once called a patriot for profit. They used Ollie North to basically rattle and accuse and destabilize the NRA at this crucial time. And so Chuck Baldwin didn't mention that. He didn't have to. He had his own good points. I'm just saying, look how they planned it. Look how they planned and put Oliver North in place at a time when we need the NRA, even if they're not the GOA, they're the big name in guns. And Wayne LaPierre knew who the elitists were, and he said so much at CPAC. We haven't heard hide nor hair of him since, really. And so, and that's what you do, John. Tying in what Alex Jones will not do, what these other conservatives that get praised, like with that caller a few callers ago, they say, well, more conservatives out there. Right, but they will not tie the final points to the tie that binds, and that's these Israeli Mossad people are non-ally in the Middle East. Those who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, as Rick the Avenger, the Radio Avenger says, that's what this network does. And I understand what you said about TalkStream Live having to go low on their other channel with Deanna and Spangola and with Rick Adams. But nevertheless, in the words of Bo Gleitz, if you're catching flack, you know you're over your target. I say that to your critics that you were reading about earlier. They're saying what you got to do to keep the network. No, John, you've kept it this long. I'm putting my faith in you to keep it going. If there's variety on there, if there are some conservatives on this network not fully up to snuff, maybe they're in a learning curve. But and maybe they'll, what you say with the alarm clock, they'll bring in some conservatives that are
and
back
Ed,
a bit too.
And Ed, what I am willing to do is give them a little bit more time to come up to speed. If they do not have the capacity to do it and they're stuck in neutral in la-la land someplace, and they're rudderless, they don't know which direction they're going, they're just there to talk for the sake of talking, they're no longer on this network. Yeah.
Very good.
All right, Ed.
Very good. And one last thing, John. Yeah. Could I, Mark Anderson?
Yes.
This is a great thing. I've compared you before to Willis Cardo of the American Free Press. You are the Willis Cardo. You are the leader. And this is the spear tip.
Hey, you've been reading the ADL website because they said the same thing.
there you go. There you go.
There you go.
See, they're on to you. That's why they are.
Well,
I believe they are watching you.
And Ed, I have never been shy. You know, I'm always willing and able to pick up a telephone, go head to head with my accusers, ask them the questions that needed to be asked. I know I have the bigger questions. They have the smaller answers. It's not turned the other way around. And I will go toe-to-toe with these people. And I always have, and I always will. I just find it fascinating that a lot of people are kowtowing to this. You know, what did we see Benjamin Netanyahu do? Oh, you know, these people that are supporting the BDS thing. Well, you know what? This is a worldwide phenomenon. The controlled media in this country by the very same. The rest of the world knows this. They've been throwing them out of their countries for how many years? How many have the fake that say that they are and they're really not? How many countries have they been thrown out of?
I think it was last count, 111.
So what? We're just anti-Semitic because we just wanted to join the club and be with the rest of the anti-Semites. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Jews at all. I think a lot of them are misled. I think the major cash of Jews in this country are liberal, and that's a shame. But do you ever hear me on the air, it's time to go shoot them niggers and it's time to hang them Jews? Have you ever in your life heard me say anything like that?
Never.
These are the traps that are laid for us. And I, for one, am not going to bite into it. I will demonstrate what the people are doing. I'll leave it up to them of who they claim that they're connected to. You know, people are figuring that stuff out in mass. This is why Benjamin Netanyahu's getting so screechy. Those phone calls have been made to Washington, D.C. I don't doubt that the calls have even gone into the White House, into the Oval Room. Okay?
Right.
But they are screeching. Yep. They are getting harsh now. This tells me one thing. We're drop-kicking them right in the nads, Ed. And
well,
they're reacting.
That's about time.
No kidding. And
yes,
all I'm asking, I'm not basing any of this on hate. I am not encouraging other people, violence against any group of individuals or religion or whatever. We have the ground rules in this country that were adopted. We have our republic. We have our constitution. And if anybody goes against that, I don't give a damn if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Swedish. I don't care if you're Australian. I don't care if you're from Mississippi. I don't care. You are on the please do not list. And we've been asking them very nicely. What you see being pushed right now, Ed, is a physical confrontation constantly. This is why I've said to the Proud Boys and some of these guys that think, well, we'll just, these guys are in their 20s and 30s and more testosterone than they got brain cells. And they're out there combating the Antifa and we're making a good show of it. Ever heard the old thing out of the Vietnam days? Suppose they gave a war and nobody showed up? What if Antifa gets out there with their black mask on and their rocks and their and there's nobody to throw stones at? Because we're at home with our friends strategizing on a higher level.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks a lot, John.
Okay. All right. Ed,
thank you now.
As always, take care of yourself.
Thank you very much, sir.
Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just a quick question. Yesterday's show, the article you read, I listened to it last night. I just want to compliment you. That was a really...
Oh, you're talking about the show that I did live and then reran it Wednesday?
Yeah, it was the one where you spelled out the Meyer Lansky.
And there's two other parts to that that's on the website, and part four is on its way. Holy mackerel.
Okay, now, is there a way, because I'm going to spread the word to people about that, so I can have them look it up, like, well, who wrote that article?
Just go up to our website. It is republicbroadcasting.org, and let me find the story here. Mike, where is it?
You have the author of the article?
Yeah, Hank, just hang on 1 second. I'm on the computer. I can't go any faster than this cursor or my fingers can push it. Okay. Mega Group Maxwell's and the Mossad, the spy story at the heart of the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Up there is part two. I read part three. I thought it was important enough to play it again in case people were half-heartedly listening, as Vince Finelli has pointed out. And then I reran it again. When you hear me rerun a show back-to-back, it's something that people really need to hear and they really need to understand. But part two and part one is up on our site as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. I'm going to do what I can to spread the word about that.
Well,
and
the source on this was the Mint Press, and who wrote the story, and she's in Argentina, is Whitney Webb.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and thanks for putting Dr. Patrick Slattery on the phone number. When I hit number four, I think he comes on now.
Okay.
The National Bugle Radio.
All right.
So I'm going to give you as much money as I can pretty quick here.
Dan, I appreciate it. We need all hands on deck.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your network.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I think it was people were mentioning cards on the air. They wanted the business cards, RBN. I don't even have the money to go out there and buy those cards. And I understand, long-term, Could have looked at some long-term solutions to the problem. Well, I've been doing that for what? Let me see, 2008. Oh, that's right, for 11 years. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Evening, John.
Hello.
Hey, you know how they run with stuff? Well, Trump kind of does the same thing. He says something, and then he says something else later. When he had the Romanian president in the Oval Office, at 16 minutes, I have it posted in the unaffiliated chat room, at 16 minutes he says, mental health, the person, not the gun, don't want to get rid of the Second Amendment, slippery slope, start to lose everything, all your rights.
Yep.
Stop, and then stopping China from stealing hundreds of billions in intellectual property. They were hitting him hard, the media.
Yeah.
Okay, and mediating between Pakistan and Kashmir and India. Then there's Omar and Tlaib. And, they just dump everything on him all the time.
Murr, you made a mention of unassociated what?
Unassociated? Oh, unaffiliated chat room.
Yeah, I know.
Nationalintelreport.chatango.com.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know why you're doing that.
Because it's easier for people to find links that we're putting in there to share.
Okay, but here's my point, Mer. You know the reason why I shut down the chat room for the network and specifically republicbroadcasting.org, do you not? Have you heard me explain that before?
We're not having that problem. But let me tell you something else before you kick me off. Okay.
Wow.
Where's it here? And this is from before President Trump tweeted
that. Wait. I'm going to let you cool your heels for a second here, okay? I'm going to take this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All right, I got a couple more callers here, Mer, so go ahead and wrap it up if you would.
Okay. Well, there's really not enough time then. I've got a couple things I wanted to get to, but...
So call in earlier.
I was on earlier.
You were on earlier on my show?
A half an hour ago. More than a half an hour ago.
Shoot.
That's all right.
Mike?
Hey, listen, can I just tell you then about the Antifa flag?
Wait a minute.
And how it looks just like the Weimar red flag, and now we're talking about red flag laws. And Joan Neuberger in 2016 wrote about the UT Tower 50th anniversary, and the lieutenant governor didn't know that they were going to okay the carry loaded in Texas on the anniversary.
Yeah.
But Ann Neuberger happens to be the Chabad Lubavitch that is our cybersecurity secretary. They made sure voting went right.
What's an American-sounding name? I wouldn't be upset.
Oh, and it's 359 times, not places, they've been expelled from.
How many?
359 times Jews have been expelled, sometimes from the same place.
Yeah, but I was after, I was after how many countries. That we're not the only ones that are having a little problem here.
Well, this goes back a couple, a millennia.
Yeah. Okay. Murr, appreciate your call. Thank you. Ken in New York. Let me take Ken in New York, and then if I got time, I'll go to Eric in Tennessee. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
What good would low interest rates do if the word doesn't go out to the banks for banks to lend money to small businesses and individuals?
None whatsoever.
Have a nice night.
Thank you,
Ken. Oh, I'm sorry, God.
No, I did.
Yeah, I just wanted to
exactly
get your last caller.
All right, thanks. Yeah, exactly. What are the banks? Their construct is they're in the business of loaning their funny money at interest. So if there's no interest, why should they loan their funny money to us? They've got the government doing that. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars worth, and the juice is still running. That's right, the interest payments are still running. Eric in Tennessee, we only got a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
John, I'll only take about 30 seconds.
Okay.
There hasn't been a Federal Reserve note printed after 2013.
Okay, you want a speakerphone because you're fading on me.
No, I'm on a Bluetooth.
Okay, well, get closer to the mic. Say again what you just said.
Okay, there hasn't been a Federal Reserve note printed after 2013.
What are they now?
They're all pre-2013. I went to my credit union today, and I got some $20 bills, and they were all pre-2013, nothing after.
Whoa. Now that is rather odd.
Yeah, we talked about this probably a year ago with Michael Herzog when he was on your show,
mm-hmm.
and I brought that up, and he pulled out a couple of $100 bills, and they were all pre-2013.
Oh, that's very interesting.
There hasn't been a... So it's just a point of fact to throw out there. Maybe people can research it.
All right.
And take it to the next step.
Thanks, John. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. Folks, I really do appreciate you being here today. Please support this network. Our address, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call Mikey. Mikey will be here until, what time, 11 o'clock. You can call 800-724-2719, extension 3 and extension 3 only. You get 2, that's mine. I'm not going to be here to answer it. And number 1 is the secretary that I only have for 1 hour a day, a couple hours a week, or a couple days a week. Please, folks, support this network. We'll continue doing what we've been doing for a very long time.
Experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.